right now at the Home Depot. Get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
See it.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in prime time against Bowling Green. Kickoff is set for 6:30. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. The Cubs will be looking to right the ship at Wrigley tonight after losing three straight over the weekend. Cubs lead the NL Central by two games over St. Louis and 2.5 over the Brewers. Joe Maddon told Spiegel and Parkins the Cubs' recent problems are easy to explain.
We didn't do well because we didn't hit Milwaukee's pitching. That's it. We had a tough time against two pitchers, actually three, in Pittsburgh. We were lucky to get a 1-0 win.
Mets come to town tonight. Jose Quintana gets the start against Robert Gesselman. Kyle Schwarber and Wilson Contreras will also be in the starting lineup for this one. White Sox and Royals underway in Kansas City. Sox trailing 4-2 in the top of the sixth. Starter Dylan Covey still in this one for the Sox. And MLB teams release their 2018 tentative schedules today. The Cubs will open at Miami on March 29th. The Sox will open in Kansas City on the same day. The Bears have the day off today ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Bucks tomorrow. Wide receiver Tanner Gentry and inside linebacker Jonathan Anderson are being elevated to the 53-man roster. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And the football postgame show on The Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Mets at 6:30 right here on 670
The Score.
I'm sorry,
Julie.
Chicago just, Sports Station, what did I say?
No, not you. I just, Tanny whispers certain things into my ear.
What are you, Rex Ryan?
About his, well, for Tanny, yes. Have you seen his feet?
Oh, God.
I have not.
I got the old God from Julie. I can retire now.
I got in trouble from my husband because my kids know that story. And he's like, how do they know?
About Rex Ryan and his foot fetish?
Yeah, I might have mentioned it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Are you the parent that gives
all the bad stories to the kids?
Yeah, I think so.
That's awesome.
I think so.
Bravo to Julie on that.
Really soft.
Wait, your kid's 14, isn't he?
14 and 16, yeah.
Oh, please.
They don't need to know Dan. They are of pure hearts and minds. They have not cursed nor even thought about drinking any alcohol or engaging in any sexual activity.
That's
Come
right.
on.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the DeCaros, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to touch them again?
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz.
She wasn't done. She didn't lock out.
She did.
I did.
Okay, I'm sorry. I Saudi.
Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
Never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Rich Campbell.
What does John Fox do?
It's a really good question, because when you think of, like, for example, Adam Gase,
right.
It comes to mind right away, right? Okay, this guy's scheming their offense. He's developing their quarterback. And when you think of Bill Belichick, it comes to mind right away. Defensive mastermind who understands matchups all over the field and understands the way to get the most out of his players. John Fox is that director of the team. Vic Fangio does the defense, Dow Loggins does the offense, and John oversees it all. John does delegate a lot. He basically talked about running the team like a five-star resort. This environment where guys feel comfortable and they can get the most out of them. Whether that's just patting guys on the back, whether it's walking around and fist bumping them, stuff like that. That's what he does, and I think it's a valid question.
Rich,
Rich,
you just painted a picture of me wondering,
what do they do?
What am I spending on?
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Bears Monday on The Score.
Bob in Burlington on The Score. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'll just hang up and listen now.
Okay.
All right.
What? That was fantastic.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. 670 The Score is what you are listening to. Maybe 670thescore.com is what you are logged into. And maybe you're watching us because you're one of the creepers on watch670score.com.
What constitutes a creeper?
Oh, a creeper was on the elevator with me today. He tweeted me. I just called him a creeper on Twitter. He was like, ooh. I was the guy that was in the corner with the plaid shirt. I thought that was you. I'm like, all right. A creeper actually came up to me today at the daycare, too. He's like, love your stuff, man. Dropping a little kid off, huh? I'm like, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, all right. And I have to use the hollow points on this guy because we don't play those kind of games. But yeah. And Facebook Live. I mean, people who like to watch. Maybe if you have that voyeuristic kind of feel to you and you want to watch people do their jobs, have fun, you know, anger yourself a little bit. Like for the people who are on Facebook Live who just absolutely hate the show, we appreciate you because
every day they're there.
You are taking time out of your day, like this guy right here, our guy Giovanni Martinez, who I won't stop going at because he's just a goof of epic proportions. He says, it's Goff today, as if it was going to be something different.
The show is called Bernstein and Goff. Right.
Time to change the station.
He's not going to.
Right. Replace him with Holmes or Heron. So apparently there's only a brother. This is the brother slot.
Well, he
slot,
knows the rules. Right? He's got the secret CBS rules.
This is a brother slot. So you can only replace me with the other brother.
It's like a rent-controlled apartment.
It's the Airbnb of radio slots. Right. So, Giovanni Martinez. And then our guy, Sean Hoffer, he said, and I might agree with him sometimes, Goff is brutal. And I just let him know that I will try some of his mediocre barbecue sometime because on Facebook you can go see what people do for a living. And this young man,
he makes mediocre barbecue.
Yes, he is the owner of what I'm sure is a very mediocre barbecue place.
Huffer's Mediocre Barbecue.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the name of it. So yeah, Facebook Live is fun, and look at the numbers are climbing now because people want to go see the creepy people interact with me and tell me that my shirt's too small or something like that. So. Enjoy yourself on Facebook Live while Brian Gertz gets a kick out of like zooming in on my nose hairs.
I don't know if he does. We gotta look him up. Anyway, Joe Madden was talking to Spiegel and Parkins, and it's happening again.
What's happening?
Yeah, the Cubs lead is down to two, and people want the Cubs to do something.
Right.
Now, there were reports earlier today about mandatory batting practice, which it turns out weren't true.
Yeah, I read that. I was like, why would he change up that drastically?
And look, he's said this so many times now. And he even said, people, this is getting boring for me to say this, that and he tried to explain
we don't feel how
right,
you
what
feel.
His job yeah. is and what players and managers can't do that fans can do.
I think my message has been consistent with them, like I've said, and that's what I want to continue to do. It's not about rousing pep talks. It's about working good at bats against good pitchers. For me, for us, we just have to approach the day in the same way. I know I get boring with saying that, but it's true. So we had a tough weekend, two good games before that, two bad games before that, six good games before that. It's just the way this thing has gone down. You go into the Major League Clubhouse, you support your guys, you trust your guys, you get ready as you always get ready, and you go out there and you play the game. It's just not an easy game. Obviously, look what's happening with the Dodgers right now. It's just not as easy as some people think. So for me, it's just about consistency right now. It happens every team. It happened every team this year at some point. I promise you, all 30 at some point this year felt that. And we felt that for a bit, too. We did last year, remember, before the All-Star break. We won that last game going into Pittsburgh. It happens to every team every year. Nobody's immune. It's part of the game. When you play 162 and the ebb and flow of the season and, the road trips and no days off, we just came off a 20-day stretch without a day off. It just happens. It's just part of it. And that's why you got to play them all. That's why the number 162 is so ominous.
And he said, look, his job is just to make sure everybody on his team is ready to play the next game and to make sure the right guys are in the right places to succeed at the right times. But it's fans just clamor, do something, act on this, make me feel better by your actions. It's back to Jock Peterson, what we were talking about on his Instagram. Where,
why aren't you in the gym or the batting cage?
Stop smiling! Or do you remember when people...
Dude, his Instagram legit said, I'm happy for you and your dog, would love to see you getting swings in instead of this. Like, the guy's hanging out with his dog. And people are like, why aren't you? Oh, yeah, there was a Chris Bryant mentioned on his Instagram, too. I'm sure Chris Bryant right now is looking at his World Series ring and not smiling at his dog. Like,
you're not allowed to smile in a losing streak? Remember when Jay Cutler was pilloried for going out to dinner after a loss?
At Mastro's.
How dare he go out to dinner and eat food?
He's walking up steps. He's got a torn ACL. Yeah, dude, it was. But this is the thing. Do you think that there are as many of those guys and girls as there used to be?
Yes.
Do you? I think that the number is...
Or they're just louder?
I think, yes. Okay. It's the hockey minority that we talk about every once in a while that screams at you. I'm not saying that these are the hockey fans, but that was the genesis of that kind of conversation.
Same kind of math.
Yeah. So what we need to do, Dan, is round those people up, right? And ask them what they need to be done. And instead of, Might hang up on you. Tanny might shoot you. We might make fun of you. But honestly, if you're one of these people who needs to see something, like Dan said, or feel like they feel how you feel, 312-644-6767, because I need to know what you need. So we don't have to keep doing this.
Yeah, let's just have it out.
I feel like
what's a reasonable expectation?
And fellas on the other side of the glass, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like with this station, for years and years and years, we can, we joke about certain things that we know are going to happen like clockwork. But this is one of those things that shouldn't continue to happen to me. Yeah, you can be a fan, you're invested, you're emotional, all those things. But what fan these days has to realize or has to come to the reckoning that they don't feel how you feel for a reason. They are the professionals in this situation. Like, when I am doing what I do, I may not feel about a segment the way you may feel, whether it be the Chuck in St. Charles or when we're messing around talking to Virgil yesterday, because I have 16 or 17 more of these to do today. You know, like when you turn off and go, yeah, that was dope, or I hate that guy, and you hold that, I can't hold it for that much longer because I got to move on. If you're that fan, if you're that guy, or if you're that girl, 312-644-6767, what is it that you're... And I'm honestly asking...
Why do you need it, and what do you need?
Yeah. Like, you have to tell me what you think Anthony Rizzo isn't feeling that you feel that is applicable and will help them win.
See, that to me, that's where we sort of get to the blood-brain barrier here. Okay. Even if you think... Get in the cage. Take ground ball. There is nothing.
Social media is good for that.
That shows it works. You're not going to be more likely to win the World Series by doing that.
Yeah.
You're just not. And not that by the time you've reached this level.
Is it because you spaz out because the season is so long and you like riding that roller coaster? Because if that's the case, cool. Then you can easily tell yourself to stop doing it. But if you're a baseball fan of any kind of, tenure, because everybody likes to give out the credentials, how long they've been watching the Cubs. If you're a baseball fan of any kind of tenure, you don't even have to have been in this business to understand that they're not supposed to feel how you feel. And maybe that's your thinking too. Like, yeah, I'm supposed to be an idiot. I'm supposed to do this. But as long as you're not applying it to...
that's your job as a fan.
Right. As long as you're not applying it to, this is why they're losing. I'm telling you, Dan, go on Jock Peterson's Instagram. You can pull it up. There are people who are telling him what he is and what he isn't based on him going to In-N-Out Burger or based on him, he was underneath a sprinkler system, getting ready to go in a pool, get a little water on yourself before you jump in a pool or whatever the case may be. And it was like, oh, you're a little chubby there. Maybe that's why you're not getting the ball out of the yard. It's like, dude, this is why. Also, a little break, little news to people out there. This is why athletes treat fans the way they do. And I know people don't want to hear this right now, but this is why athletes can give two S's about fans for the most part. There's certain guys who are like genuinely good dudes. Like Sam Ochoa is a genuinely good dude and will have a word for you at the local Mariano's or wherever you car wash, wherever you see him at. But there's certain, I would like to put a number on it. If I had to put a number on it, I'd say 70% of the people who are getting paid to entertain you athletically want nothing to do with you because of that.
Like, do you really think that a guy in a slump should never smile? What like he shouldn't eat? Or what do you, this is their job, and sometimes people struggle at their jobs. Are they then not allowed any sort of diversion?
Right.
Or are you mad at somebody for posting a photo of right. them smiling? As if are they somehow invalidating your feelings of fear that
I usually like to think, Dan, it's a pockets question. Like, how angry are you about your pockets because this person is making this amount of money to play a kid's game and your 3 hours of you know, your diversion is being sullied or ruined by losses and you're thinking about the money? Like, there's a little bit of envy in there as well. Not a little bit. There's a lot of envy in there as well. Because you'd like to think that if you had this talent and you had this dough and you had this exposure, that as soon as the game is over, you are doing a million push-ups and then following that up with a million swings until your wrists are raw and your hands are bloodied, and then the game starts the next day and you're still in the cage swinging. I think that's what it is, unfortunately, too. There's a lot of dudes out there who don't understand that this is a gig. Now, Tanny and Shep, would you agree or disagree that the understanding is more prevalent? I don't think as many of those people exist as they used to, because we've talked about this a lot. Or do you think that those guys and girls are out there in the same numbers because of social media and some of those other things that we're privy to?
I think they're still out there, and people probably think that at home of, oh, get that smile off your face. What are you thinking about, Rizzo? But I think because of sports radio, I think because of social media, it's made you more aware of the people's existence.
Right.
And it's brought more attention to them that they don't want to be put in that light, and they keep it to themselves more.
When you start hearing that, you start hearing Joe Madden ask directly about it, and he says exactly the right thing. It doesn't work. If you respond to this idea of urgency, we talked to Len Casper about it, the idea of fear versus urgency, and urgency just means, and it's, you can't be urgent in baseball. You can't play baseball harder. And practicing baseball harder in September is not necessarily going to make you better. But fans constantly say, do something. You act on the way I feel. How about you let them do their jobs and you trust that a World Series winning manager and multiple World Series winning upper management and a roster of guys who seem to know what they're doing. You know, if they may succeed, they might fail, but it's not going to be because they...
How would you tell them to ride that wave then? How would you tell them
ride the wave, but don't project it on the players themselves. Right. Your emotions belong to you. You are doing your job and your part as a fan right. to go through the feelings.
Dude, we tell the Texans all the time, like, our job is to do this, and your job is to bitch. And everyone seems like they're doing their job on a daily basis.
Remember when Dexter Fowler was responding to the Cubs fans when he went to the Cardinals? He was like, hey.
I got 80 mil, bro.
I do. This is my job.
My family is going to be good for a little bit.
This is my work. And I was offered a contract to work for this team, right? And
there's 30 franchises in the company that I work for.
It shouldn't be difficult.
And for the people who are out there who feel that way, seriously, like, jump on and tell us what you think will change. Because there's that dangerous vibe, too, Dan, about telling fans that you don't matter in the outcome of the game. Maybe if you're there and you rattle a guy or you get a false start and you go, yeah, we were loud, we forced a false start. You know, that stupid horn goes off and Pat Manley's angry because you're in Minnesota doing it. But like, if you're one of those guys or girls, honestly, how does that manifest itself in terms of not only your fandom, but changing the outcome of anything? Or is that your way of punching a wall without punching a wall? Is that your way of getting it out? Do you feel like you've wasted those 3 hours even though you've probably been taken somewhere emotionally that the rest of your day didn't take you. So you should be actually, there should be some kind of gratification in that as well. Because if you work a job that you can't wait to get home from to watch that game, and you've been, some emotion has been evoked, and you feel like, all right, this isn't the one I wanted today because it's a sad one or an angry one. You probably got what you signed up for in that day's viewing experience.
Nick in Crystal Lake, you're on the Score. Hi, Nick.
Hey guys, I don't know that you could just blame fans for this. I remember I was listening to the Score back in the 90s when Eric Kramer was caught smiling on the sidelines in a game the Bears were losing.
Dan McNeil.
And Dan McNeil went off, and it was Eric Kramer could not come back from that in the mind of Dan McNeil, that he was a loser.
That was a personal thing.
Point forward.
I would say the same thing. I mean, just because it was a coworker doesn't mean my opinion.
No,
changed.
I said it at the time. I was involved in that, and I thought that was unfortunate and unfair because players could be
caught on the sideline.
You could be smiling for any reason
in the middle of the game. We started laughing at it.
I thought that was ridiculous at the time, and think it's ridiculous now. But I don't necessarily think that's influenced fan behavior 20 years later.
No, I don't either. I'm just saying before social media, before any of this, those feelings just exist. In the heat of the moment, or what you feel the importance is of a game, you know, that this person is getting paid a lot of money somehow isn't taking it as seriously as you are.
Yeah, but Nick, after you're done feeling that, like, there's no way.
We're so far removed from that.
There's no way in hell that you could think that, especially a football player, like, we're taking it to another level now. There's no way in hell that I would think that a football player ever would think that there was less on the line than me as a fan. You know, like, he doesn't care as much as I care about the game. He's out there dying. They're out there dying every single time that ball is snapped. So, especially when it comes to football, I'm never going to be like, aha, I care more than that guy. No, I don't. That guy's going to die because of this game.
This segment brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Come to B-Dubs this football season to enjoy fan favorites like their Cali Chicken Sandwich or get a taste of a classic with their 35th Wex Sandwich. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. The Bernstein and Goff Show.
Nerves are being touched all over the text line. I didn't know it was that real.
What do you mean?
I liked it better when you told us not to how to feel about our sports. I just asked a question.
Hey, easy, pal.
815, man, Goff. I liked it better before you told us how to feel about our sports. Is it okay to just watch for fun?
We're asking
That's
you.
Cub Fan Lee, by the way.
All right, Cub Fan Lee. Call in
question,
and explain why what your needs are as a fan that you project onto the players.
And I said I just wanted to hear it. I just wanted to know why we continue to have this conversation.
No one's telling you how to feel. The point is, understand that you feeling what you feel is not the player's responsibility.
Simple.
They don't have to snap to action because you're nervous.
Simple.
Right? The Bernstein and Goff Show, you have the Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. The big storyline heading into last night's Saints-Vikings game was the return of a Minnesota legend. What would it be like to see him in different gear? Has enough time passed to heal the old wounds? Of course, I'm referring to Randy Moss coming back to the Twin Cities and being inducted into the Ring of Honor last night, and it was awesome. Adrian Peterson coming back to Minnesota as a Saint, that was not nearly as awesome. Nothing ever lives up to the hype, and last night certainly did not. Didn't even come close. 9 plays, 6 carries, 18 yards. That's it. Talk about letdown. That wasn't even interesting. The only interesting thing about that was Peterson appearing to unload on Sean Payton on the sideline, something that he denied in the end. If he's already snapping, it's going to be a very long season in New Orleans for AP or a very short one. I'm Jim Rome.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middleman and only selling online at BullandBranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of 5-star reviews and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at BollandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BollandBranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider has expanded driving opportunities in the Chicago area, and they'll be holding driver hiring events soon. Come visit with a Schneider recruiter between September 16th and September 30th at Schneider's Chicago facility in Elk Grove Village and in Summit. Get full hiring event and driving job info, including limited time sign-on bonuses at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com. SchneiderJobs.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So you just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
For me, for us, we just have to approach the day in the same way. I know I get boring with saying that, but It's true. So, we had a tough weekend, two good games before that, two bad games before that, six good games before that. You know, it's just the way this thing has gone down.
Joe Maddon trying to stay steady for his team and not send the message that, oh my God, why did we just get swept by the Brewers?
That's
the
Ned Yost yourself.
Exactly. Some bad news. Jarrell Freeman has been put on injured reserve by the Bears.
Is it the mini or the fully?
I just saw IR. So if...
Is it the you can come back or you go bye-bye?
The new rule is that you can have two players return from IR
right.
over the course of the year.
Because they had to make that decision with Kevin White and Kyle Fuller last year, right?
But I don't think you have to designate them yet.
Correct.
Right.
You don't need to make that decision
yet. All right. So.
So I imagine that would be the pectoral injury or what John Fox called the pictorial injury.
The pictorial muscle, by the way.
Now it's time for Nick Witkowski to get
run around
some action here.
And bloody his forehead.
See, here, and this is the kind of thing, after an update, there's some really unsettling text response to this question about fan reaction.
I need these people to call.
Yeah, I need to really find out about this.
These texts only go so far, and they're not painting you in a good light.
And I'm not learning all that I need to learn from this.
Scoreboard update.
It's 2:30 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in prime time against Bowling Green. Kickoff is set for 6:30. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Bears have the day off today before they begin prepping for Tampa tomorrow. The team making some roster moves today to shore up some thin spots on the roster. Wide receiver Kevin White and inside linebacker Jarrell Freeman placed on IR. The Bears have added wide receiver Mario Alford and running back Joshua Rounds to the practice squad. The team has elevated wide receiver Tanner Gentry and inside linebacker Jonathan Anderson to the 53-man roster. Cubs taking on the Mets tonight at Wrigley Field, hoping to snap that three-game losing streak. Jose Quintana gets a start against Robert Gesselman. Quintana threw six shutout innings against the Pirates his last time out. Joe Maddon told Spiegel and Parkins Kyle Schwarber and Wilson Contreras will both be back in the lineup tonight. Pregame with Mark Grody starts at 6:30. White Sox trailing the Royals 4-2 in Kansas City, we are actually in the top of the eighth. Dylan Covey gave up all four runs on a grand slam to Brandon Moss in the first or second inning. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero, park smarter. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Mets at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This is from the 773, Dan. I don't know why it always strikes a nerve with me when people think you're dying because you're playing football. I'd rather die doing something I love. I ride the hell out of motorcycles. I think my chance of dying are a lot more than doing what I do than them. The fact is, all of us is dying every day. We live. Just enjoy your life. Love the show, guys. Tommy C.
What?
The life expectancy of football players are much shorter, if I'm not mistaken, in the studies. I'll go take a look at the newer studies, but yeah, I mean, the These guys are giving up their lives out there on that field, giving up their well-being after 35, 36 years old when they're done playing football. So that's the only point I was trying to make.
This from the 414, who says, it's disappointment manifested by anger and insults. You got green-eyed millionaire Johnny Baseball and Chris Bryant hitting ground balls, watching third strikes. It makes you lash out and say, F you, KB, or your wife is fat, KB. Okay. There's something,
that's the envy part.
There's something wrong with you if watching somebody, especially with, I mean, he's having an awesome offensive year.
He's got 59 RBI, Dan.
And this, but that makes, seriously, that watching somebody strike out makes you reach out to them directly and insult their wife? How and why can that possibly happen?
You know, I mean,
how can that go directly to that?
People are,
that's insane.
Poor morally, don't have a lot going on, and you know, I'd like to paint him as a bad light.
Where did anybody teach you that was okay? Where did you learn that that was okay?
Not enough love.
That's not an okay. That's not an okay response.
Yeah, man.
That is not what you do.
You'd be surprised, bro. You'd be surprised. Hell, we don't even do athletic things. We talk about athletes and people come at us.
Right, yeah,
people. I'll never forget. I showed Nicole an Instagram comment from some dude who I had to eventually block because he had issues, and he was, you know, he told me, he's like, I'm off my meds right now. You don't want to mess with me, that kind of thing. So I'm like, all right, get him up out of here. Yep. But he's like, you and your bug-eyed baby. And I showed the comments to Nicole, and she started laughing her ass off. Like, you have to be conditioned to not let that kind of stuff get to you. So just think, if you're a fan, how are you letting something get to you to the point where you want to go attack a dude's wife or talk about him being a, you know, green-eyed, smiley character? Like, dude, love you. The problem is not enough people love themselves. And I find it hilarious when people go,
Ted Cruz does.
Well, dude. Quite often, apparently.
Apparently.
Every once in a while, you hit that like button instead of bookmark. You know
what I'm saying? Ted Cruz is no problem
bro.
With that.
Yeah, my handlers. Oh, you know what you're handling, all right? Uh-huh. And little Teddy, little Cruzy. Yeah. Dude, you gotta like, the people were like, oh, you love the sound of your voice, or you love yourself too much. I'm like, bro, there's a lot of people out there who don't love themselves, like who don't like themselves, and that's how it's manifested right there, by getting angry at Chris Bryant. He's the least offensive person maybe in all of sports. And you're mad at him because he hasn't hit 35 home runs at this point in the MLB season. You're an idiot.
And if the Cubs fans are screaming, do something! Do something! Emergency team meeting! Batting practice! Get in the cage!
You want to paint all of them in that manner, but the fact that Joe Maddon has to address this, it's getting kind of weird. I also want to talk about Joe Maddon and his matchups. Telling Kyle Schwarber about his matchups. Yeah, let me tell you something. You're the bad matchup. That's why he keeps bringing up matchups with you. Miguel Cabrera has no matchup issue. You know, the Joey Votto has no one he's going to sit against. Like, at some point, we got to stop treating this like it is.
Paulo on the north side, you're on the Score.
Hey, fellas. Hey. I was always confused about, a little while back, it was the first time I heard it, when I heard a radio host talking to a fan. They called in, and they kept saying we in reference to themselves and their team. And the radio host says, it's not we, and they kept correcting them. And that was the first time I actually heard that and thought about it. And I always find it weird, I guess, because I always kind of liked
the thought of we
as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as we and stuff. And then, you know, yeah, I mean, when I've heard you guys break down why, I mean, I understand. I mean, obviously they work independently, not, yeah, you know. But
It's your ownership. Like, it's your ownership of the event and something that you've invested in. I understand what you're saying.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so I was trying that kind of, especially it was somewhat, I think, you know, semantics or pedantic when someone's calling and trying to make a point, and they kept correcting on the we part when that wasn't even the point. Like, you know, and it was like,
I go back and forth with it. When a guy is making an awful point and keeps saying we over and over again, it kind of, you know, it's one of those stick to landing things. Like, all right, dude, just get to your point. The we stuff and calling guys coach. I mean, hell, you got guys here that do it. behind these microphones.
But I think that's different. That if somebody wants, I think I've sort of grown,
it's a level of investment.
I've grown to find it mostly harmless if somebody says we. It used to bother me a lot more.
Yeah, I know.
But then when somebody says what they're saying now, it's like you get so mad that you actually lash out at the athlete. Let's get back to this. The issue at hand here. It comes down to Jock Peterson's Instagram in the midst of this historic losing streak. And people not saying it's not okay for him to be smiling. Think about that. It is there's a massive outpouring. It wasn't just one person saying, "What are you doing? You can't be smiling with your dog during a losing streak. Yeah. What are you doing?"
Yeah.
Like that. What do you think they do after a game? They take a shower. They go home.
Have a meal.
It's their job.
Right.
They go to work. So people have bad days at work, and then they go home. You know what they do? They put on something that makes them feel better. They put on some music in the car,
This is it, though. These are the people that have 4 out of their 5 days are bad days at work. So when they go home, that's supposed to be their recess. That's supposed to be their time where you're here to entertain me and make me feel better about what just happened the previous 8 hours of my day. And if you're going to lose during that time, I don't care about your time. This is my time to get away.
I mean, do these same people like
people who like their jobs live longer?
But I just wonder if there's a reason. Does that same person flip on an HBO comedy special and then send direct messages to the comedian and say, "Your jokes didn't make me laugh"?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Social media, dude. Social media has emboldened from the president on down. Social media has emboldened everybody in this day and age. And people are like, "I don't know why you give them the time of day, Goff." It's like, listen, man, sometimes I'm showing you, and other times I'm not even thinking about it when I'm replying. I'm just messing around with people. Like, I'm not sitting like, "Oh my God, I can't believe you. Oh, you don't like my show." Man, come on, man. Kidding me? I lived in a we state for 2 years where I fucked
daddy
people.
Loved me.
Yeah,
daddy loved
me. I fucked people for 2 years with that we stuff. And I was like, you know what? I can't fight anymore. Your fan investment is your fan investment. Just do whatever you feel is necessary, I guess.
Tina and Lyle is on WSCR. Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Hi, Tina. What's up?
Hi. I was just thinking that a lot of these guys, I think they get upset because they think the players should be playing hard. Or harder, or doing more, taking extra batting practice, practicing in pads, whatever. But in their own jobs, kind of playing that same dedication. I'm a small business owner, and I certainly had employees who worked very hard, and I also have plenty of employees who shut their computer off at 10 to 5.
Yeah,
they leave at the end of the day, and they're not going home and figuring out ways to work better. They're not.
No.
But they expect these guys who are professional athletes, and that's their job, to somehow have that consume their whole life.
Yeah, Tina. And it's we go back to money. It's about let's stop messing around. It's about the money. It's about the money that you make, and it's about the money that your favorite team or your favorite player is being paid or shelling out. It's about the money. And when you see the numbers that these guys are making, you think that I would do such and such if I was making that kind of money. I would do it differently. I would do it harder. I'd be more thankful. And then you get into a situation where you get a promotion. You're like, man, this is way too much responsibility for me. I understand how these guys feel. Maybe I was an idiot. Like, it's about the money. In the end, it all comes down to how you project about money and about, you know, sometimes the sub conversations of whether it be gender or race and all these other things. But it's about the money. Guys are angry. You get this much money to play a kid's game. And it's like, yeah, but I got to stay in shape year round. There's no getting fat in football or baseball or basketball anymore, or else your ass will be called out. When my kid is graduating, I gotta be, you know, on the road doing this. Like the sacrifices that these guys make and these girls make, I think that people don't take into account often enough. That's why they rail the way they do, because they see those 3 hours and they think those 3 hours is everything. They don't think about the work that leads into that. Like the guy yesterday with the Kevin White stuff. Oh, he didn't earn this money. Well, guess what?
They did.
For 2 years in West Virginia, he turned himself into a top 10 prospect.
Cared every last dollar of it.
Damn right. As simple as that. And people don't see it as such. They see it as, I make this amount of money. If I was making the money that you are making right now, I would give my left foot for it. And when
now you'd be the same lazy piece
exactly.
of crap you are now.
Yeah, money just reveals who you were when you were broke.
Yep.
That's all it is. If you couldn't keep a dollar in your pocket when you were broke, if you get $10 million, you ain't going to be able to keep those dollars in your pocket either.
We see that amid professional athletes and entertainers and everybody else. You are who you are.
And radio hosts.
Some, yes. Yeah. Matt Miller is going to join us at 3 o'clock, recapping NFL Week 1 and what stood out to him in college as well. We've got Adam Kramer at 4, Hub at 5. And I think there might be a little surprise in there for you if you're a fan of a certain local football team. You got WSCR, The Score.
Friday, listen live to Spiegel and Parkins broadcasting live from the park at Wrigley from 9 to 12:45 before the Cubs take on the Cardinals.
It's got a chance! Gone.
Stop by the broadcast when the gates open 2 hours before the game and catch the guys doing the show live on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Lennon is all about hope. Mike Lennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Chris Bryant.
We have a pretty good opportunity here to kind of separate ourselves, but at the same time, don't put too much pressure on ourselves. There's no need for it, because, you know, I think at the end of the day, we know what type of team we have. We know what we're capable of, so if we just go out there and play, you know, I think good things will happen.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mike Lennon was never the reason that you were in position to win the game.
It's like he stares directly into the pressure. Like it's looking at the sun or looking at cleavage or whatever. Like he's just, he is mesmerized by the pressure.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So we just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Lennon is all about hope. Mike Lennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Because, I mean, isn't that how you grade a training staff? Preventative measures and also getting guys back before they're supposed to come back.
Yeah, this just look at this Bears injury run. If you're just joining us, Jarrell Freeman has been placed on injured reserve along with Kevin White. So I imagine it's the pectoral issue and not so much the concussion issue.
And not the pectoral.
Not the pectoral, but the pectoral.
I'm and down
usually
if it's a pectoral.
That's almost always a weightlifting injury. Mm-hmm. You know, bench press injury or something where guys just rip it off.
Al Horford is the only player in NBA history to have that injury, and he had it twice.
Are we all ready to say that the Bears injury prevention efforts from last season to this one are a failure?
I mean, the results are the results, right?
I mean, this is
the last 3 years, they have the most man games lost in the NFL last year, right?
Last year, based on Football Outsiders tracking the data, since the turn of the century, since they have had the data, the Bears had the most man games lost for any team in recorded history. And now they're already, what, they have nine guys on ER already?
IR.
An IR,
got nine
sorry.
Guys on ER.
It's making a comeback. ER.
Exactly. That on a new ER.
Next.
Jarrell Freeman is naked under his lab coat.
Look at a load of this.
Juan Uribe then comes into the room.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very, very
oh,
welcome.
Thank you, Juan.
Oh, you're welcome, I'm sure. But this is really, it's not stopping.
What, the injuries?
It's not, it never, ever stops.
Welcome to football.
Bears football.
You can't play Madden on arcade because it's not fun because then you don't have to, there's no injuries. You got to play on simulation. The NFL is playing on simulation at all times. Guys are getting hurt in mini camps. Guys are getting hurt in training camps. Guys are getting hurt in games 1-4 of the preseason. And in the first week, what do we got? What is it? David Johnson, wrist surgery, out 2 to 3 months. Arguably the best running back in the NFL. Number one pick in everybody's fantasy draft. Donezo. 2 to 3 months. We'll talk to our guy, Jamie Eisenberg, on Thursday about that, too.
And according to Chris Emma of Sports Radio 670 and 670thescore.com, the Bears now have 8 players on injured reserve. Last year, they had 19. We're done with one game, and they've got 8 mm-hmm. already. There are 15 games and 16 weeks left.
This is why you...
There are 4 months left, and they're already almost halfway there.
This is why you can point out a bad team. What's your quarterback situation? Can you protect that quarterback situation? And what do your 2s and 3s look like? If your 2s and 3s have been starters elsewhere and you can count on them to get you in and out a couple of weeks, you got yourself a 9 or 10-win team. If your quarterback's good, you got yourself a 12-win team and upwards from there. And then you go the other way. If you don't trust your quarterback, if you can't protect them, and your 2s and 3s are, just run-of-the-mill guys or guys off the street, you're going to be a 4 or 5-win squad.
Alex and Darian, you're on the score. Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. I got a couple Vikings questions for you.
Uh-huh.
What did you guys think of that personal foul against Drew Brees where Tom Johnson hit him low?
You know, I did not. That's another thing that I would love to talk about.
Point of emphasis this year.
I would love to talk to referee Jim D about it because Tom Johnson was falling down. And it's like, if a guy's falling down or being pushed, can you, like, the spirit of the rule, I got a problem with that. I did not like that call last night at all. What else did you have?
And then my other question is just based on what you saw, and it's just one game, but is that a team you think that can contend with the Packers this year?
I don't think anybody's going to contend with the Packers in this division this year. I think you can mess around and try to squeeze out a wild card, but there's some other teams in the NFC South that I like a lot and NFC East. But, yeah, the Vikings are better than the Bears. They're better than the Lions from the first week's glance. But the Packers, I think, are are going to mess around and maybe be in the NFC Championship. It's three teams to me in the NFC, and then everybody else falls in line. It's the Falcons, it's the Seahawks, and it's the Packers. And if the Seahawks can't protect Russell Wilson after what I saw in that first week, then they might take a notch, a little bump down as well.
And someone else that we don't know will jump up and be better than we think, because it's always going to happen. And
I think you might see him this week.
Well,
I think you might see him this week.
That's a very popular choice.
Mm-hmm. Offensively, man.
The Buccaneers have weapons all over the field.
What are you going to take away? And when Doug Martin is back, what are you going to not put seven, eight men in the box? And then you got a guy who's
Mike Evans
still
has his hand up in the air.
Yeah, yep. And then you got on the other side, you got a guy who still takes the top off of defense. And we've been talking about the demise of DeSean Jackson every stop now. Philly, you know, Washington, and now here. And he's still a guy throwing his hand up in the air and beating you down the field at least once a game.
Michigan City, Jonathan, you're on WSCR, The Score.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
Hey, Jason, it's Jonathan.
All right. Hey, Jonathan, how you doing?
I met you at Four Winds.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember. Yeah. How you doing, man?
Oh, okay. Pretty good.
What do you got for us today?
I had an encounter on Twitter with Dane Chris, the quarterback from Notre Dame, a few years back.
And Farmer once told me better than Brady Quinn.
Basically, he lost the game.
Okay.
And I sent him a nasty message on Twitter, and he actually responded back.
Why'd you send him a nasty message
on Twitter?
Because my grandpa, we've had season tickets in the family probably for 50 years. I've gone to every single Notre Dame home game for the last maybe 20.
But why'd you send
him a nasty message on Twitter?
You think he was trying to play poorly?
At the time, I was upset and my emotions got to me. I realized, you know, I screwed up. I shouldn't even have done that.
Yeah, that's a self control issue, Jonathan, and that's the thing. Especially when you're talking about kids, man.
I don't take my football as serious anymore.
Oh, because of that interaction.
Because of that situation.
Well, that's good.
You can grow from it.
Yeah,
then.
Appreciate the call, Jonathan.
I've learned.
That's enough, Jonathan. We appreciate it.
Okay,
yeah, that's enough. That was going to get to, you know, next thing you know, the fan, you know, starts messing around, and Wesley Snipes in his boxers, and Robert De Niro's on the beach playing with his kid. I don't get the talking to athletes and entertainers thinking that you're going to resonate with them.
Or just like it's one thing to reach out for something,
or tell them I love your work,
a connection, a request, or something like.
It's the not understanding booing in me as well.
Right. Some guys are great about it. You know, some guys I see Ed Begley Jr. and Andrew Zimmern, mm-hmm. and some mm-hmm. of these guys who are really good about reaching out and saying, "Hey, thanks for this." And you know, I've on occasion had a note as a thought, say, "Hey, you might appreciate this. I thought you might like this." That sort of thing happens. But this, like, you suck. What's wrong? Like that. Yeah. That's what I don't really understand.
What
like,
do you think it's going to do?
What does that accomplish?
Like for us, when you reach out on Twitter and say, "I hate your show, I hate you.
Why are you talking about this? Stop talking about this.
Go back to Atlanta." Like, you think I'm just gonna get the Penske truck immediately after I'm done reading that tweet and say, "All right, Nicole, we gotta go," because you know this guy with a serial number for a Twitter handle wants me to go. Like,
man holding a fish says, "I'm done."
Like, I don't get it. I probably will never get it though.
Matt Miller is going to join us next to talk football on The Score.
This is a Bears town, so we're bringing you the most complete coverage anywhere with our biggest and best team of Bears experts ever assembled. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Just.com.
This segment brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middleman and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BowlandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at BowlandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BowlandBranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
One night only. One special show. Take those old records on the shelf. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Thank you.
The last time at Allstate Arena. Friday, November 17th. Tickets on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. Online at LiveNation.com. The box office are charged by phone. Don't miss Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality used car at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Start with available 1.9% financing, then add Sunrise Chevy's huge selection of vehicles to fit any budget. Cars, trucks, SUVs, you name it, they've got it. That includes the area's best inventory of used cars for under 10 grand. Credit problem? Sunrise Chevy has financing for everyone. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
To count the discounts, see